glory, glory. Hallelujah. I'm Steve Bauer from Wichita, Kansas, and I'm going to demonstrate for you the new solar-powered talking Bible. Now, I purchased mine from Speak to Me. That's speaktomecatalog.com. My priest has been encouraging all of us to read the Bible every day. Now, I've got one on CD, but it just really wasn't as convenient as I was wanting. When I heard about this small talking Bible that was solar-powered, I thought that might be the ticket. I thought about it and just suddenly decided to place the order, and now that I have it, I really do like it. The Bibles, as I recall, are available in three different versions: the King James Version, the New American Standard — now those are both in English — and then there is a Spanish version now available if you are so inclined. The Bible is very small, it fits in your hand, and it can go into a pocket or a purse easily. It's 4 1/4 by 2 1/2 by 7/8 inches. It is solar powered, and on the back side there is basically a square area that provides the charging from the sun or lights in your room. It will run between 10 and 14 hours on a charge. If you're looking at the front of the talking Bible, at the top is a nice speaker. That's actually about the top half of the unit. Then below that is an area with 10 buttons. The first row has 4 buttons. On the left, it's power, on and off, volume down, volume up, and then the last one is a pause button. On row 2, there are 2 buttons. The one on the left is an arrow pointing left, and the one on the right is an arrow pointing right. That will move you between the different books of the Bible. The third row, also a button on the left with an arrow pointing left, and a button on the right with an arrow pointing right. That will move you forward or backward, chapter by chapter. The bottom row, again, 2 buttons. The one on the left with an arrow pointing left, and the one on the right with an arrow pointing right, that will move you forwards or backwards about 15 seconds. On the side, there are 2 jacks. The first one is an 1/8-inch regular headphone jack, and then another one for a power adapter if you'd want to purchase one of those. And I don't remember if Speak to Me offers one, but I think they might. On the back is a small plastic stand that you can extend if you want the Bible to stand somewhat vertical on your table. To turn the unit on, you simply hold down the power switch for about 2 seconds. Now, start pressing it right now. And you heard a little tiny beep when it came on.
The Holy Bible, the New American Standard Version, the Old Testament, the Book of Genesis, Chapter 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was formless and void.
Let's say I want to get over to chapter 5. So I go to the third row down and press the right arrow button.
Then chapter 2, chapter 3, chapter 4, chapter 5. This is the book of the generations of Adam.
And there
I am,
chapter 5.
In the day when God created man, he made him in the likeness of God.
To skip to the next book, I press the, in the second row would be the right arrow.
The book of Exodus, the book of Leviticus, the book of Numbers, the book of Deuteronomy.
So you see, you can move through the books very easily.
These are the words which Moses spoke to all Israel across the Jordan in the wilderness.
Pressing the pause causes it to stop. Pressing the pause again,
and the Arabah,
it will resume.
Between Paran and Tophel and Laban.
Now, if you press the pause button and you don't do anything for about 1.5 to 2 minutes, you'll hear a little tone, which means the unit has shut off. There it went. I think the audio quality on this talking Bible is very good, and it's kind of nice because it's so small, you can take it with you. I've taken it to work with me several times, and over lunch hour, instead of just listening to the radio or going out to lunch and spending money and talking to people, I'll go off somewhere and take my Bible and listen to it. And it is just very nice. It's good and small and works quite well. Again, it's available from speaktomecatalog.com, and I'm sure it's available from other sources as well. I will say the one thing I was a little bit upset with in my opinion anyway, was the tremendously high shipping charge for this little device. It was about $14 for shipping and handling. And as light as this is, no way it would cost that much to really ship. So I was a little bit upset with the shipping charges. So you may want to snoop around on the net and maybe find another vendor that sells this very same thing. You might save some money on your shipping. The cost of the solar-powered Talking Bible is $99.95. And you can buy a version that has the New and Old Testaments for both the King James and the New American Standard Bibles. And I think it's $149.95, something like that. But overall, I like it a lot, and I'm glad that I went ahead and spent the money and brought this into my life. If you've got comments about the Bible you'd like to share with me, or you've got questions, I'll do what I can to answer those. My email is steve@316jazz.com. That's steve@316jazz.com. Or 24/7, the voicemail is available at 206-333-1999. That's 206-333-1999. And I guess the final point I want to reiterate, and you probably noticed when you heard the Bible, that it's not a synthetic voice, it's a human voice. To contact Speak to Me Catalogs, it's speaktomecatalog.com on the web, or toll-free 800-248-9965. That's 800-248-9965. And just to make it clear, I have no affiliation with Speak to Me Catalog, and I get no kickback if any of these units are sold as a result of this podcast. For Blind Cool Tech from Wichita, Kansas, I'm Steve Bauer. Thanks for listening.